This is a follow-up video to my video, Let's Talk About the SSPX, where I briefly went over the history and situation of the Society of St. Pius X and why I believe that most Catholics would be justified in attending an SSPX Mass. So I decided to put my money where my mouth was, and I went to an SSPX Mass this weekend, last Sunday. And I got to tell you, I thought it was great. The Mass was done correctly, which is my concern about the diocesan Mass that I normally attend. In my last video, I said that they had gotten a new priest and he didn't really know what he was doing. And I'm sorry, but he wasn't doing it right. I'm not an expert on the Latin Mass, but I've been enough times to know that, yes, there are times in the Mass where you cannot hear what the priest is saying, but it was the majority of the Mass. And at one point, it was for 20 minutes and his lips weren't even moving. And like I said, it's not his fault. He was thrown into it, and he has gotten better. But that really impressed on me the difference between a priest who was formed in seminary to do the Latin Mass versus a Novus Ordo priest who was given the task to do the Latin Mass and being told, here you go, figure it out. And like I said, he's gotten a lot better, and I'm sure over time he will get even better. But these diocesan priests get reassigned. The first few priests that we had doing the diocesan Latin Mass were great. In fact, the first priest to do the Latin Mass in our diocese was Father Jeffrey Fasching, and he was phenomenal. I mean, this priest takes it seriously, which I like. I like a serious priest. But then he got transferred to Tulsa, and then the Latin Mass got moved out of town to a parish about 20 miles away from the city that I live in, and I quit going for a few years. But then I started going again, especially during COVID. And they had a really good priest, but then he got reassigned. They had another priest who shadowed him for a few weeks before he took over, and he did just fine. But then he got reassigned after a couple of years, and that's when we got this new priest, and he just came in cold. You don't have to worry about that at the SSPX or the FSSP or Institute of Christ the King, for that matter. You don't have to worry about a priest learning as he goes. If you go to one of those masses, it seems to me, you can rest assured the priest is going to be doing it right. Now, this last Sunday, I didn't hear a schismatic homily. The priest talked about Advent and how we are to prepare for Christ's coming, pray the rosary, and try to do better. In fact, the last SSPX Mass that I went to a few months ago, I didn't hear any schismatic homily there either. This is actually the second time that I've gone to an SSPX Mass. But that priest talked about the real presence and how Protestants are wrong about it, and which they are, and how we're right. And the evidence to support that. He quoted a few early church fathers and, of course, the scripture passages that prove the real presence. You're not likely to hear that in a Novus Ordo homily. In 32 years, having gone to several different Novus Ordo churches in my city, only a few times have I heard a homily defending Catholic doctrine. And sometimes if they do, they get in trouble with the bishop. There was a priest at the church that I have attended for several years. He was there before I started there. I was told this by some of the parishioners, and he would talk about contraception, give the church's teaching on contraception. Well, a lot of the women in the congregation were contracepting, and some got offended. They called the bishop and complained, and he got moved to another parish. Now, like I said, this is the second time that I had attended an SSPX Mass. Most of the time, I go to the diocesan Latin Mass in the town that's 20 miles away. However, I was on call that weekend with my job, and I couldn't go out of town when I'm on call. I felt that I had good reason to go to the SSPX Mass since I wasn't allowed to go out of town. But this will be the first time that I have gone to an SSPX Mass when I could have gone to the diocesan Mass. So that's relatively significant. I always felt as long as I had the diocesan Mass available to me, I should go there. It's only about 30 to 35 minute drive from my house, which is not unreasonable, and it's at 12:30 in the afternoon, which is a little bit late, but not so late that it completely ruins your Sunday. But I felt since I had that available to me, I needed to go there instead of the SSPX until we got this new priest. Now, I've gone to confession several times at the SSPX church ever since Pope Francis said that the SSPX confessions were valid. So you see, I'm trying to be obedient. Most Catholics don't want to be disobedient to the hierarchy. And yes, I understand that that includes Archbishop Lefebvre and the SSPX in general, and with Traditionis Custodis, it's getting even harder to be obedient to the hierarchy. The Catholic Church could completely devastate the SSPX within a couple of years if they wanted by simply making the Latin Mass widely available. Then most people who go to the SSPX Masses, I believe, would go to those other Masses if they were very reverent and in churches or chapels that only did Latin Masses by priests who performed Latin Mass only, like the SSPX. But they're not doing that. In fact, they're going the opposite way. They're trying to get rid of the Latin Mass. And so thank God for the SSPX. If the mainstream church continues on this path, then at the end of the day, the SSPX might be holding the bag, which means they'll be the Catholic Church because there'll be nothing of the mainstream church left. And I saw several people at the SSPX Mass that I've also seen at the Novus Ordo Masses. So I'm not the only one that goes to both Novus Ordo and the Latin Mass. Now, I got a lot of comments on my last video because I said that if the only Mass that was available to you was the Novus Ordo Mass, that yes, you had to go to it. And I'm sticking to that. I'm sorry, but the Novus Ordo might be a bad idea. Maybe all the things the SSPX and others say about it, but it is valid, it is licit, and is official. And we have a moral obligation to attend Mass. And we can't just throw that off. I'm sorry. Some people see a contradiction that I blame the Novus Ordo for my children having left the church, yet I'm saying that you would have to go if it was the only option you had. Well, missing Mass is a mortal sin, and we cannot just excuse that away. And I'm not talking about someone who's gone on vacation. I'll leave that to the individual's discretion. Quite frankly, the Novus Ordo crowd would just not go to Mass. I'm saying someone who lives in an area that has absolutely no other option than the Novus Ordo. Now, the reality is, in the vast majority of cases, they would be able to drive 4 or even 5 hours to find an SSPX or some other Latin Mass. And if they were that serious about it, then yeah, they would need to do that. Otherwise, you might rethink where you live. Because if you live in an area where you're never going to go to Mass, that's not acceptable when you have a valid Mass available to you. So anyway, those are my thoughts on the attending an SSPX Mass. I love the Mass. I love the atmosphere. I just thought it was great. That being said, for a Catholic, going to Mass is not necessarily a matter of personal preference. But the Church has set parameters, whether they like it or not, under what circumstances we are allowed to attend an SSPX Mass, which could be simply the desire to attend the Latin Mass. And I believe those circumstances are present for me, so I feel comfortable going. And by the way, I don't want to give the impression that I'm never going to go to the diocesan Mass again. In fact, my preference is going to be the Latin Mass and probably the diocesan Mass first, with the SSPX as a filler, and in a pinch, I'll go to a Novus Ordo if I have to. And that's mainly because my granddaughter goes to Catholic schools and I'm the one that takes her to church, and she gets a discount on her tuition if she's an active Catholic going to a diocese Mass, and a priest has to sign off on that. I know I can get that done at the diocesan Latin Mass. I don't know if they would accept an SSPX priest or not. But I will be going to the SSPX from time to time. And I don't have a problem with the SSPX at all, or anyone who chooses to go to the SSPX Masses full time. But for me, going to an SSPX Mass full time is just not practical. Nothing against the SSPX, it's just my personal situation. Until my next video, God bless.